You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 143 of the KB Mod Podcast. It is, wow, I had to look it up here, but it is June 1st. Holy shit.
I know, it's June. Fuck.
We're solidly into summer.
Yeah, yeah, we are. That was scary. Wow. So yeah, we're here. We're also, real quick, to get this out of the way, but gotta say it, we are sponsored by Blue Microphones, the nice people over there. So, yeah, a bunch of people on the cast using that blue mic.
I should use my snowball. It's sitting in my closet.
Okay. Well, that proved everything that I just said, but no. Yeah, so thanks to them. And, yeah, we got a smaller cast, the core crew, I guess, this week. It's different from last week where there was only Dan from the core cast, and you guys got the relief pitchers. But I hopefully you enjoyed still. I was surprised that you got a cast together, Dan, that quickly.
Yeah, because I didn't even see your email, which you did in due time.
I just 24 hours notice, which, you know, like for me, God bless.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I was so proud of myself that I remembered to tell you before. God.
So Blah sent me a text, and I read it on air that week, and it basically said that Blah wouldn't be there on the cast, but not that Brandon and John wouldn't. So I had to double check with Brandon.
Oh, he was in charge of telling you that all of us were not going to be on. So
oh, he made it very clear that he wasn't going to be there.
Oh, what a nice guy.
He said, "We are camping. I won't be on." That was like the phrasing.
So he lets you guess. "We are camping. I won't be on."
Wow.
Who the fuck is we? Like, where's the context in that email?
I figured it was Twitch Bros, and I was like, "Well, that would make sense. He's still out there, so." But
we could have been on the cast.
Yeah.
We had some Wi-Fi. We had a hotspot set up.
Really?
We were not going to do the
cast from the cabin.
We were not going to camp without playing Hearthstone. Let's be serious here.
Wow, that's it. That's
good lord.
Yeah. So how's everyone doing? Nick and I just got back from camping. Everyone's going camping. You guys went last weekend. We went this weekend. You know, got zen, became one with nature.
Did I see you guys doing coloring books?
Yeah, well, okay, so this is what happened. There's no outlets in the entire, like, camping area, except in, like, the kids' nature center. So I was so determined to charge, like, my cell phone, and I have this, like, speaker.
Yeah, we wanted to charge a speaker, essentially.
Yeah, so we could play music. So I literally, like, so there's all these, like, stuffed animals all over the place in the nature center, like, showing, like, the cougar. Pretty nice. And I just start, I start, like, almost moving displays to plug in, like, trying to get to every outlet. And apparently there was a ranger woman there who saw what I was doing. But Nick was like, "Are you sure we're allowed to do this?" I was like, "You never ask. You just do it. Because people won't say anything." And sure enough, she didn't. She let me charge my shit right next to the bobcat. And then we colored for a while. With a couple of children, which I'm sure didn't look suspicious at all. Luckily, we had a female with us, so I think that kind of offset the pedophile vibes we were probably sending. And especially Nick's stash right now is super Mexican, so I'm assuming that we were looked at. But yeah, we colored a little bit, and then we mostly just kind of chilled out, and it was really warm this weekend. We chilled out and, you know, just had fun, played camp games, and drank a lot of Baja Blast, like I said. A lot of Baja Blast. Holy shit.
Love that was something you did.
Yeah. But it's been a while since, like I was saying, we have an earthquake just now? You feel that, Nick? Anyway, I think we just had an earthquake. Check Twitter.
I was walking around my room. I had to fix something.
I think we did.
I mean, the building moved, I think.
But yeah, it was a good time. I haven't been, like, unplugged though. Really. See, I wasn't even unplugged.
We weren't unplugged. It was really not an unplugged.
But it was about the most unplugged I've been in a while, and it was good to know that.
It was nice to not have anything to do.
Yeah, we just did nothing. That's what you're supposed to do, I think, when you camp. I don't do it that much, but you're supposed to chill. Yeah. What about you guys? What'd you get up to? Wildstar queues. That's all I saw.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty. Like, it was a good fucking Saturday. Like, I don't know. I played about 7 hours of WildStar and also spent 10 hours in queue. So
there was a lot of salt about the queue.
There was a lot of salt. There should be.
You guys are always around for the MMO launches, obviously, like, if you want to play it. Is this on par with just pretty average for any MMO launch?
Well,
like,
WoW was significantly worse.
WoW was
But my whole argument was also
a decade ago. That does not count anymore.
Rift was just as bad. Warhammer Online was just as bad. Guild Wars 2 was just as bad. Terror was just as bad. They've all been just as bad.
My whole thing is that you know you should have more realm. They should have had all the realms that they have since added. They should have had those already.
They shouldn't have fucking launched with one PvP server based on data that you have from the beta. Who the fuck cares about playing PvP in a beta? They're trying to experience the game.
Right.
They're not trying to grind for anything specific. Of course I'm going to fucking play PvE in the beta. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to play a PvE server when the game launches. Nobody is. Casuals will do that. Filthy casuals.
They had like seven or eight. They had like, I think, maybe seven or eight servers for EU and then seven or eight for NA, and they had one or two PvP servers at launch.
Hmm.
And those are always the most popular.
Yeah.
And so the queue right away, the night it came out, the thing was too is that there weren't that many in the grand scheme of launches, there weren't that many technical problems at all. Like the game runs fine. It doesn't crash.
Yeah.
It works. The login servers were down initially because of what they said was a DDoS. I'm not actually sure if it was or not. But anyway, with WoW, that was always the big problem with big WoW launches. It was never getting in a realm that you wanted to be on.
Buggy, the game.
The login servers just fucking break like every time.
Yeah.
And even now, though, when Warlords of Draenor comes out, I bet you $1 million I will be on Mal'Ganis within like 5 to 10 minutes after that thing launches. Because they just have it down to a science now. But that's my whole argument against the comparing it to WoW thing. WoW did all this first. So when Burning Crusade came out and when Classic came out, those were broken launches, but no one had ever done it before.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it wasn't there really was something.
The only compare it to was, like, EverQuest and Star Wars Galaxies, maybe. Like, maybe some of the earlier MMOs, but nothing had been done on the scale of WoW.
Yeah. Nothing had ever seen. So there was no way that was going to work right, really, in the end.
Yeah.
Like, because no one had ever done it before. But with this, I was like, you know what? It isn't. I didn't think it would be on the scale of WoW as player numbers. I don't know what their player numbers are. But, I mean, obviously, it's pretty popular. I mean, people are fucking playing it. A lot of people. It's like 3,000 in queue when you go in now to the server that we want to be on. I'm currently playing an alt on another server. But, like, as far as bugs and stuff, it's none of that, and that was more frustrating for me. That was the most frustrating part, was that this game runs really good, it's really fun, I really want to play it, and I can't play.
Right.
Because I can't get on my server.
Yeah.
I told you it was good, though. I told you it was fucking good.
No, yeah, it's real good. Like, no complaints there.
What levels are you, respectively?
I'm 12, I think. I haven't been able to play other than the first night.
Yeah, my main is level 12 as well. Through two sessions, I got to play. Last night, I was going to my son's T-ball game, so I just fucking logged in when I left for that. And then when I got back, I was like, I just tweeted out, I was like, I'll stream if I get in. And I ended up getting in, so. But, no, it's really good. I mean, I wish I could have played a lot more of it, that's all. I was salty just because, I mean, you should know at this point. Like, you've had enough models to base it off of. And like John said, based on beta feedback, they had one PvP server. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, that's not really how you should have been making a decision on that.
Well, the way you build the game so there's a fuck ton of servers for launch. Launch is what matters. That's how you get people sucked into your game. And then just fucking merge the servers. Build that technology from the start. Have a bunch of servers that are full on launch. The servers will die. You just fucking merge them together.
So was Pergo the only PvP server on launch?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. No wonder that the queue times have been crazy. That's absurd.
Yeah, no, it was a crazy decision. And like John said, like in beta, you don't like I didn't even look at the servers in beta, you know,
right.
to see what I was rolling
character.
On. Yeah, I just wanted to play like whatever it put me on. Because it's beta, I just want to play the game. Is your game making my computer play like shit, etc., things like that. That's what I care about. I'm not going to go in there looking to start fights with people.
Well, people know that those characters are disposable, so they're not going to pay attention as much to
right.
because they don't care. They don't care about the longevity of that character. But like, if you exactly. look at what's the distribution of PvP versus PvE servers in WoW? Isn't it almost like half and half?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's RP, of course, well, RP, which is a yeah. whole other ballgame. But yeah, but PvP servers are definitely the more popular of the two types. I mean, I think if you took the census of populations in WoW, you would definitely see that the majority of people play on PvP.
Well, we can obviously we'll get into this a little bit more. Maybe I'll hold this question, but I was going to be like, is this the next? Yeah, I'll hold on to it because I think you have a news article. Well, we talk about it as the new releases, obviously, later. So maybe I'll save that for that. But what else? What else besides queue times? Anything? Anything interesting? We can get into what we've been playing as well, Dan. If you want to.
Well, let's just I'll just go. I played a little bit of Watch Dogs. It looks okay. I feel like it would have been super impressive last year. Which is like, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing to say about it. Like, it's hard to. Like, I ended up buying it because I'm streaming it for Gunners. I wasn't going to buy it otherwise, which was another adventure because I was like, I'm not paying fucking $60 for this game. Just not. I got to find a promo code somewhere. So I went and I found a promo code for Green Man Gaming, of course, who always has the promo codes. So I went and got it from there for $48 instead, which I was a little more happy with. Because I'm going to end up playing through the whole thing on the Gunner channel, but so it wasn't like a buy where I was like, oh, I'll try this, you know, for a second. So I bought it, started it up. Never has a game had worse mouse controls ever.
Yeah, I saw people
or frame rate. Ever. Or frame rate.
And yeah, the frame rate is weird. It's weird. I don't know if anyone saw Nikon's, tweets. It's like, if you're in a vehicle or out of a vehicle, it's like completely weird. Like it cuts it in half in one place and then it's fine in the other. Like it's very odd. They're putting out a performance patch. And actually someone in chat, BadGuy0909, I have not gotten very far into it. Admittedly, I just basically opened it up to do the options and then, you know, see how it ran. I will be using an Xbox controller because that's how bad the mouse control is. But I've heard it has just tons of fluff, and it's not fluff like GTA fluff where you want 100% with it. It's just like busy work. I've heard that about it, but I have not gotten very far in it. But this has been a disappointing week in gaming, God. Fucking Wildstar Qs, and then this, and then Super Street Fighter 4, which this should have been only a positive. Transitioned from Games for Windows Live to Steamworks on Friday. Unplayable. Unfucking playable now online. You get like this waiting for player notice every few seconds in the middle of a match. Sometimes like some matches are okay, but the majority for me were awful. Whereas I never really had that problem on Games for Windows Live unless the other person had a shit computer or the connection was bad, which are both things that make sense. But it just is not working. And I don't know that Capcom has a thread started on Steam forums by Capcom people trying to get feedback as to what is going on. But the problem is that PC is definitely a secondary platform to them. And it's one game where I can basically be like, I totally am okay with that. Because fighting games like the console, that's where, you know, it's always been.
The arcade's the best place, though.
Yeah. And so for me, it's been unplayable. And we don't get Ultra Street Fighter 4, the upgrade with the new characters and stuff, until August, whereas it comes out Tuesday for the consoles. So who knows if it'll get fixed anytime soon. I hope so, because I love playing a game. It's like the only other game I wanted to play besides Wildstar. Constantly thinking about Street Fighter, wanting to play Street Fighter. But I also played some ranked CSGO this week and got a higher rank in Hearthstone than I've ever got before, so that was cool.
Oh, right at the end of the season.
Yeah, I finished at rank 14, which is higher than I've ever done. So
does it wait that for? Does it wait when you? Does that wipe all for each season? And then do they weigh how well you did for where you'll play?
So you get a new card back, depending on where you finish. And actually, the ones I got are really cool looking.
Well, it's Black anyone Temple. Over level rank 20 gets the card back.
It's it's like a new one. Okay.
But then, depending on where you finish at the end of the season, you get bonus stars to start out at a higher rank next season. Yeah, so I think like legendary players, I want to say start out at rank 15. And so they have a little bit of a head start, but it's nice because like trying to rank up in the first couple days after a reset, it's so hard because there are so many people trying, you know, there are so many high ranked players who are at the lower ranks that it's like not even that fun to play.
Yeah, I'm at level 20 to start and was immediately running into other people who had also finished around, you know, rank 14. So and actually my decks are, I have to win a lot by outplaying people or RNGesus because I have not spent a dime on that game still.
Yeah, getting to rank 14 without spending money is not bad.
Yeah, so I'm still far behind on that that end of it, so I was pretty happy. I used a mage counter deck, and then I tried out a priest deck today because I could not stop getting priest fucking challenges, so I went and made a priest deck today. But yeah, played CS:GO with Jimmy Wiz.
How'd that go? Did he actually play?
He actually played. Okay. He doesn't think he's that good. He's pretty fucking good.
Wow.
Like,
compared to us.
I mean, he's all right. Yeah. Jimmy's out.
Yeah, he's
trash at the game.
He pulled off some crazy shit a couple rounds in there. But yeah, it was me and John and him and Dalesy and Skyshark played. We won both games that we played.
Nice.
So, but it's fun to do that now and then. So
yeah, I need to grab some of you guys. I want to play some. It's just whenever I think about it, I'm just sitting here by myself. I'm like, it'd be great to play some CS:GO, but no one else is on. So I guess I'll just go back.
I always think that too. Every time I load up the game and then I'm in a game and I'm like, it'd be great to not play CS:GO anymore. I can have marginal fun with you guys, but I don't know. I've been saying this before. The fire's not there. Maybe again though. Next time you do it, hit me up. And
well, Jimmy's like so into it.
Yeah,
when he does it, which is it gets contagious that way. But I forget what else. Oh, so I didn't play this game, but I watched it for a good couple hours today. I don't know if you guys have seen, but AJ streamed it on KBMod. Tim streamed it last Thursday. Super Bowl. Have you seen this fucking game?
Mm-mm.
It's free. Superball.net. It's Unreal 3 controls, basically, and speed. But you're playing soccer, sort of. But it's an FPS. So you like have this cannon thing, and you can catch the ball with it and also pass the ball and shoot the ball with it. And someone plays goalie. You can also hit other people with like blasts from it to get the ball off them. It's super fucking fun though. It looks like it's super fun. Those guys have played a ton. But you guys should check it out. It's free. Superball.net to download. There's plenty of servers and all that kind of stuff. But people are doing like tournaments in it. It's 6v6. On like a soccer field. It's pretty cool.
Should be downloading right now.
Should get Eric Bruner on that.
Yeah, it's actually meant for people who are good at like Twitch FPS will be good at this game more than it is, you know, sports. So, but it's pretty cool. Like simple graphics, you know, the dudes are like basically stick figures for all intents and purposes, but, it's pretty cool. It looks super fun. I need to get it. So community's really into it. So yeah.
Play after this.
All right. Brandon, what about you? What have you been up to?
Playing some Hearthstone. Like Dan was saying, the season just reset, so I started playing a little bit of ranked yesterday. Just playing Arena. I'm waiting for their new expansion to come out, I think probably in the next month or two. And I think I'll probably put more money into it once that expansion comes out. But I'm kind of just biding my time until then. And other than that, I played a little bit of League. I played their they have like a one for all ARAM mode. Yeah. which is really dumb, actually. I was like, oh, this might be fun, and then it was all the first game I played, I think it was all like Shaco. And it was just like, you don't realize in ARAM, the fun of ARAM is that you get to see these weird ways that all the champions interact and work with each other. When you're all the same champion, ARAM is awful. It is terrible. and so that was not fun at all. So I only played like a game or two of that.
They just need to make Earth mode permanent. Essentially.
Yeah, I could see people having a lot of fun with that over time.
Yeah.
But the one for all thing was just like... if you get a bad character, like Shaco, I think it's just not a fun character to play in general in that mode. But like if you get a bad character that you don't enjoy, it was really just like, you know, it was like an hour long ARAM game that was just not fun and ended up in a surrender. So that wasn't great. But the last thing I played is under NDA, but it's Dirty Bomb. I don't think it's under.
Yeah.
Under NDA to say you're playing it, but I don't know how much we can talk about it.
Well, let me tell you what I've heard. I've heard from respective sources in the community that are super into FPS games that it's really good.
It's fucking so good.
I've been playing Dirty Bomb. I've been playing a game called Extraction.
Yes, same.
it's made by my friend. It's not Dirty Bomb. It's important to know. It's not Dirty
Bomb. Oh, well, because the executable I played...
We did this.
While it is called Dirty Bomb, the executable is still called Extraction, so...
Well, this is a different Extraction, Brandon. It doesn't have relation.
We did this with Watch Dogs last week. We just said, and the date is now May 27th.
Yeah.
But it's good, is what I've heard.
Yeah.
See, that's why it's important to say the date, because, I mean, God knows what game we're even talking about if you don't have some context here
for
when this podcast happened. It's hard to say just because I feel like I've only scratched the surface of the game.
Yeah.
And being free to play, like, they have a bunch of different characters, and I think you only start out with, like, 5 playable out of quite a few. So I don't know. I don't know what their NDA is like, and two, I don't feel qualified to talk about it yet because I haven't played it enough. But the one good thing is that there are at least there are servers with people in them. That's the ultimate problem with a free to play game is if it's not populated. Yeah. And at least like every time I've gotten on, there have been several full servers to at least play with people. So you know that's a bright spot because when
there
I have played
like
it before,
a 1,000 video options.
Yeah, there are a lot of different
120
options.
FOV slider default. I mean, yes. What? Well, I can't talk about any of this.
I got into that, but I did not install or anything yet.
It runs really well.
Yeah, right now it does.
I heard there are actual break noises in the game.
Maybe it's placeholders.
That wouldn't surprise me. If someone has played enough Brink to know the noises still. Then I don't know that that's someone I can trust.
You want to know who told me that? You want to know who told me that? Hex.
All right.
Well. He's apparently played enough Brink.
Well, there you
to
go.
Know.
Well,
that means he's played
it's just,
more Brink.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Brandon.
No. I think it could be a good game. There are a lot of similarities to Brink, but there are a lot of similarities also to Enemy Territory. And so I hope that they pick the good ones from E.T. and the good ones from Brink and get rid of some of the bad stuff that Brink had. And given that I've only seen like one or two maps, that was the big problem with Brink, was the maps. So it's hard to say, because even if Dirty Bomb has awesome gameplay and the maps still have choke points the way Brink did, you know, that'll turn me off really quick.
It also doesn't matter because none of us are playing it, because if we were, we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
So yeah. I don't think any of you have really played
basically
it.
Basically, anything that's been said hasn't actually happened.
Yeah, no. It's all in theory. anything else, Brandon, that you play this week? Is that it?
No, that's about it. I tried playing Papers, Please, and my sound didn't work, so I didn't play Papers, Please.
Got it. So you asked kindly.
That was
Papers,
me.
Please said no.
So yeah, I wanted to play it. I was bored and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna play a single player game. I opened up Papers, Please, and I didn't hear any sound. So I'm that was
That was my risk of rain experience.
0 of 10. Your review on Metacritic would actually be 0 of 10 if you follow how Metacritic works.
Metacritic is out of 100, you fucking mongoloid.
Or whatever. Well, yeah, 0 of 100 then. Just call me a mongoloid. I will come in there and I'll fucking scalp you.
Do it, bitch.
Keep talking.
Do it. You go on one camping trip and you think you have the credentials to scalp a man.
I can't. I slept in a tent, dude. I'm one with nature.
Oh, man. I basically am a Native American.
Pretty much. John, what have you been playing this week?
Been playing the Q game for WildStar. Been playing a lot of Hearthstone. Some CSGO ranked, a few games here and there, even outside of with Dan and Jimmy. But mostly just waiting in the WildStar queue. That seems to be what I'm doing. And right now I'm playing Super Bowl. So
there you go.
This game is fucking sweet. I have no idea what's going on.
Nice.
Shoot for the goalpost.
I'm playing goalie, so
just keep shooting for the goalpost. It's all right.
Playing the bludger.
Nicholas.
Go.
That's a Harry Potter.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
The bludger.
Okay, that's great. That's all I got for you. Are you going to share what you've been doing this week, or am I just going to sit here?
Smite and that other game.
Yes, the one we can't talk about.
Theoretically played.
Yeah, that's basically it. I don't really have anything important to say, basically. There's really no reason for me to be here or exist.
Or exist.
That's no different from any week, but we still want to hear what you've been doing.
Yes.
I think that's actually it. That's kind of sad. Wow.
Where did you guys go camping? Did you actually see the place?
I guess it doesn't matter since we're not there anymore. I think it's O'Neill Regional Park down in Orange
County. It looked like a park.
Is it Orange County? I think it's in Orange County.
I don't know if it's technically still considered Orange County, but maybe.
It's down that area.
Yeah, it's very...
It's like a campground, not like you wander out in the woods and just
to call it camping is a little bit of a stretch because like you can like go like 10 minutes and find a Starbucks. So, but I mean,
you said Starbucks like that, like you can get 10 minutes.
That's the great thing about modern camping though is that if you need to go get something, like when we went camping, we were 10 minutes from a Jack in the Box, and at 3 a.m, Justin did go and get Jack in the Box.
That sounds about right.
But, you still have to come back and eat it at your campground and sleep in a tent. So, I mean, that's legitimate. It was legitimate camping.
That's good. All right, good. I'm glad you validated that because I was feeling a little concerned.
I don't know. You should feel good about yourself.
Summer camp is a cabin within a square mile of it is town. So, it's in the middle of an actual town. It's just that there's, they hunt out there and stuff. But, there's, it's not fucking...
Right, 20 miles outside of any... Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, when I go canoeing, that is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Like, originally, but you're right. There is levels to camping.
It doesn't matter, because, I sat on my hands all the whole weekend and didn't do anything, and it was fucking great, so I don't care.
Why would you sit on your hands? That seems...
Yeah, that sounds painful. I didn't realize...
So when I masturbate, it feels like a ghost is doing it?
The old stranger.
Yeah, the stranger.
A technique passed down through generations.
What Scott doesn't know is that I masturbated in the bed while he was sleeping.
Fucking please.
Now he knows.
Wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. No, what I wouldn't know is I should have gotten the earplugs from Nick when
the
he offered them
night?
The first night. Because I wake up at 4 a.m. and it literally sounds like there's construction equipment next to me chopping down trees. It was so loud. And then I get up and I just go, there was a communal tent where everyone hung out. It was a bigger one. So I just go and sleep over there. And then I finally fall asleep. And then I'm woken up by a flashlight shining in my face. And Nick's like, oh, there you are. I'm like, yes, I'm here. I moved because you were snoring. And then we got in an argument because he was like, you should have told me you left the tent.
I was scared. Okay. I didn't know if you got abducted.
What am I? God Lord. No one's going to
abduct. Well, I just woke up at 3 a.m. and then nobody was there. Like you took everything. So I was like, what the fuck happened?
Dude. Last year we lost Capsar at summer camp.
Really?
And nobody knew where he was. Yeah, it turned out he was drunk. Okay, so he could have actually been killed. So it's a good thing we found him. So we found him passed out mostly face down in a puddle.
Oh my God.
So he could have actually drowned.
Good Lord.
But he was so drunk, he had, like, wandered off into the field where nobody was at night.
Right, right.
And nobody could find him. Nobody could find him, so.
Yeah.
It can happen.
It can happen, man. And there were bobcats and cougars all over the place, so, yeah.
Cougars, huh?
Yeah, well, a lot of cougars. Yeah, I went cougar hunting. Didn't really catch anything. A lot of the cougars had kids with them and husbands, coincidentally. So we didn't do much of that. All right, I guess I'll go. So League, as always, and then, yeah, the game that we're not allowed to talk about. The only thing I will comment on that, because Nick and I haven't played a ton. We just played for like an hour or two.
We didn't play any because we didn't play it.
We didn't play any, yes, that's true. But, like...
Had you played it, though?
Had I played it, I would commend the game on keeping that... Like, so, like, the ADSing and the also non-ADSing and all the, like, the movement, it's just so...
Feels very
it's
good.
Built to be, yeah, it feels so good, and it's built to be competitive 100%. Like, my God. I think it's going to be maybe the next... I don't know. Well, who knows? I can't make any predictions because I'm not in it. So, but I'm excited from what we've seen. And also if I was in it, I would say that the UI and everything is really fucking sleek.
Very clean.
Very clean. I would say.
Well, that's good.
So
sometimes that's garbage, especially in early builds.
Yeah. No, they definitely did a lot of good work. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Maybe we'll
Ooh.
Do.
One last thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I got into a beta for a game that I will not be able to talk about either. And it, I also got into that beta, the Extraction Dirty Bomb beta, but didn't play it. But then I also got into the Cervarium, I think is how you pronounce it, beta. Huh. It is the MMO that's being made by the dudes who made Stalker, the Stalker games.
I didn't even know they were doing that.
Yeah. The thing is, I'll let you guys know when I check it out and probably violate any NDA because the beta weekends are so few and far between that it's like they sent me the key thing. I essentially won the lottery to get this thing. And yeah, I'll let you know if they ever have another beta weekend because they've only had one in the history of the game. Okay. So,
nice.
But I hope it's good because Stalker is fucking sweet. So I hope it's good. But yeah, that's it.
Alrighty. Well, news after the commercial then, so...
Yep, we're going to take a two-minute commercial break real quick, and we will be off. Right back.
Please. It's the least you can do for the measly retweets.
You cocksuckers. Do we want to do that E3 thing? Who's going? Twitch dudes are going, I would assume.
Oh, the roundtable?
I'll be here. I don't know if I'll be going, but...
I mean, we
could talk about what we want to see. I mean,
that's true.
Because this new stuff was kind of like, it was actually a light leak when it came
to
that.
I'm so jaded to E3. It's such a fucking joke.
I know. We can also talk about that, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really
a joke. Look at all the delays over the last week. I don't know.
No, it's not a joke in the sense of, though, like going.
Used in a different, it's a different vessel than it was a few years ago.
Yeah, I feel like it's, yeah.
Look at the fucking delays though from games from that thing.
Yeah,
and like, you know, there's no reliability anymore, but we can talk about it.
Delays have always happened though,
not like this. I mean, this year has been
Duke Nukem
exceptional.
Duke.
2015, the year when all the games from 2012 came out. Another year of misleading game presentations.
Well, exactly. They'll be the watchdogs of this E3 this year, mm-hmm. And then, you know, whenever that game comes out, it'll be like, oh my God, look. What they showed at E3 isn't exactly representative? Thank you. Of the
Is that
final,
the word you're looking for?
Of the final product, yeah. What a shocker. That's crazy. Are we going to talk about Watch Dogs at all? I know you guys probably last week did, right? Because AJ talked about it. But...
Yeah, yeah. AJ and Hex had both played a good show. Like, I haven't played that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
All right, well,
me either, but I need more than 5 frames a second.
That's essentially the boat that everyone's in for. Polygon put out an article basically saying, don't fucking play it on PC.
Like, yeah.
It's so bad, don't play it. I don't think it's that bad, but...
All right, we're back.
Oh, did we get a re-up? We get a resub.
Oh, there we go,
People
yeah.
Theory re-upping. Thank you, sir. I wasn't going to resub, but then I remember how much ads suck, so I resubbed.
All right.
All right, yeah, we can do that. We'll do the E3 thing. It's
talk yep. about it.
Because you might be looking forward to stuff. Who knows?
I'm looking forward to stuff. I know that.
Yeah. All right. All right. So, the news. We're going to start with E3 because it's happening next week, which I actually didn't even know until I looked before this cast. I was like, holy shit.
The week after, technically.
Well, no. It's the Staples
Center.
The
Staples Center is already decked out. It's been decked out for like a week or two.
June 10th through the 12th. Perhaps Al Sham Nawau and I will do live coverage of Sony's press conference again this year, which was pretty hysterical last year. We were there for the $400 price moment. So basically, I wanted to say, even if stuff that hasn't been announced, but if you guys are, or stuff that we know is out there, but maybe looking forward to finally seeing footage of, I guess I can start with a couple things like Project Beast, which is going to be shown and leaked this past week, footage from Project Beast. For those that don't know what it is going to be Demon's Souls 2, the sequel to Demon's Souls, which was the game before the Dark Souls series, made by the original creator, which Dark Souls 2 was not made by. And it's only going to be on PS4, as far as we know. So now I have two reasons to buy a PS4. So I'm looking forward to that. The footage is already leaked. It's like a really good-looking Dark Souls game, which is essentially what I thought Dark Souls 2 would be, and then it just basically wasn't that good-looking because they put it out on old consoles. So I'm looking forward to Project Beast. Also looking forward to the Witcher 3 footage that will be there. That game, of course, not coming out till next year. Yeah, Project Beast will be shown. We know that because of all the stuff that is leaked. Other than that, I don't know that I'm looking forward to it. Like, I want to see more of The Division, but, I mean, that was there last year. I think one thing I'm looking forward to is more games that are not coming out on the 360 and the PS3. Games that they announced for that will also include those systems, I essentially just know are not going to look that good. Like, because they're going to dumb them down somehow.
Next year will be the first time we really get to see what the next-gen consoles can do, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm hoping, because when they get better, PC gets better, too.
It'll be good to shed the old consoles as, like, a market that games need to hit, because there's still a huge install base, you know, large AAA games for, I think, at least a little while longer are still going to be targeting the 360 and PS3, at least with like a bad port or something. There's too many consoles out there to ignore that stuff.
And I think for me that's about it. Like, there aren't any specific games. So I would like to see footage of Cyberpunk 2077, the other game from CD Projekt Red. I'd like to see
that was the
footage
trailer
of it.
With the robot girl getting killed or whatever.
And that was in-game engine, supposedly, but we have no footage. I mean, they said that game is not coming out for, you know, they said when it's done, but at least 2016, I think, was the initial thing.
I would be fine with that game with just, like, more CGI trailers and artwork.
Yeah, but that game, like, I just want to see more of what they're doing. Because we really have no idea what the game is at all besides being an RPG by the dudes who made The Witcher. So,
like, we know it's going to look real pretty. That's really all that matters. That's enough to make me purchase the game at this point.
So, Battlefront 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God. I totally forgot.
Mirror's Edge 2?
For you.
I forgot that's being
Halo
shown, too.
Halo 5
no.
and other potential Halo titles. I'm probably the only one, but... You know, Halo 2 anniversary might be a thing. So.
Halo next gen needs to happen, though. Like, that's something that they definitely need.
It's definitely happening.
So, God, 25. God damn it.
What about, I think Destiny is going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see more
of
that.
Borderlands?
I completely forgot about Destiny. That might be a use for my Xbox One. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just,
that is gonna
I'm just curious to see
Xbox
more of it.
Really?
Our friend Datto is going to be working their booth.
Snap 2?
Datto, the warrior Datto?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Peggle 3? I just hope we get Peggle Guy again. That's all I really want.
If they release Peggle as like an Xbox exclusive or something, I'd be so mad.
Would you be more or less mad might have been about the Watch Dogs pre-order schemes?
Well, if I cared about Watch Dogs, I probably would have been pretty salty about it.
Yeah. Here you go, Nick. Infamous on Vita, so you can get used for your Vita.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, interesting. I'm
what they're saying. I'm reading some of these preview articles.
Wait, is it just Second Son? Or is it
let's
the whole
see.
Game?
Hold on, I'm reading this. Oh, you know what? Maybe this is actually... This may just be a wish. I think this is a wish list. Never mind. I don't think it's announced.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is great podcasting right here.
Yeah, this is, well...
Scott reading
an article. We're checking out.
And then being like, oh, no, it's not announced, but...
Other podcasting. Right. Come on. You know, Nick, I totally forgot about Battlefront 3.
I think they've said that gameplay is going to be shown. Or I don't know if they've said exactly.
I hope so.
That, but I would assume there would be.
Maybe a date.
What do we think about this Battlefield Hardline business?
I am about that. I am about that.
I don't
that.
Think... Like,
really?
Shit on it?
I am about that.
Man, like, I'd like to see that engine used for other things.
It's just Payday.
No, it's not. Like it's not at all.
It's just the same. It's a heist.
Look at a Battlefield game. Does it play like Payday at all? It
I was going to say, why is this tagged to the Battlefield franchise?
Yeah, I don't know why this is the Battlefield franchise.
Oh, yeah. They should, probably brand.
I mean, but that's a pretty simple thing.
I feel
Visceral, to clear it up for people, Visceral is making this game, not DICE.
Yeah.
So Battlefield 4 will continue to be broken for you by DICE. No worries there. totally
I'm excited because there might be a Battlefield campaign since Bad Company 2 that is actually worth playing because there's things in it.
I had hoped this announcement was Bad Company 3, but it's not.
Who knows?
You didn't want it enough.
They're announcing a bunch of unannounced titles, apparently 5. Maybe
I don't think there's any way they announce 2 Battlefield games at the same time. Which, again,
But it's not a Battlefield game!
I don't understand why this even falls under the Battlefield moniker. Because I feel like, if anything, this like dilutes the Battlefield brand. But maybe not. Maybe it's awesome. It seems weird.
My gripe isn't really with how the game is, per se, because it looks like a really pretty Payday with more players.
I don't understand the Payday besides the cops. Like, that, besides I don't, the
really? Payday. You don't see, like, the heist?
I don't see how the gameplay
there?
Is the same. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Other than the heist, because, like, Payday is really small, too. Like, you don't get to do shit vehicles, really, in Payday. Like, I don't know.
To me, it looks like it's Payday if they added another team. Like that, I mean,
yeah.
So it's fully multiplayer Payday, I guess you could say, instead of just co-op. That reminds me, by the way, talking about co-op games, Killing Floor 2, I hope we get some footage out of
E3.
Yeah, definitely Killing Floor. We'll be good. I'm trying to see what else. I don't know. You know what? It's weird. It's when you work in the industry, going to E3 is like... And you guys know now, obviously, after going to a couple, like, I don't know, E3 working it is, like, so fucking, like, I don't care. It's just a different experience, obviously, for, like, for people.
E3 now, compared to what it was a few years ago, is way different also. Like, it was way more appealing back when it was way
more it's just, I mean, it's just an industry event, really, though. Like, even...
It's there for announcements. That's
it's more fun to, it's more fun to watch E3 from, like, blogs and websites than to be there, like... It's just not a... But, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That was another last thing. Fallout 4 is one people want a ton. I have no connection to the Fallout franchise, really. I'm, like, ducking behind my desk right now from chat, but I've never really played a Fallout game too much, but...
I really liked Fallout 3. I mean, I would like a Fallout 4, but I feel like Bethesda already has a lot going on. Maybe not, though.
I've heard Wolfenstein's good.
Yeah, I've heard good
real
things.
Good actually, but maybe we'll get a Doom. No, we won't.
actually, that I could see like some sort of Doom teaser or something because they've already promised beta access to Wolfenstein folks. I wonder if id can get away with not showing something off for Doom.
Yeah, So
let Dune die. Let it die. Done.
Transitioning from E3 and also Doom to another old school shooter, you can go download now the first Unreal Deathmatch prototype from the new Unreal Tournament. As they said, everything, as soon as it was in a finished state where you could use it and work on it in Unreal 4, they would be putting it out for download. You can actually go get the new, there's footage out there of it. It's very basic stuff, obviously. But they put together a working deathmatch prototype of the new Unreal Tournament already. So if you have an Unreal license, you can actually go get it off of GitHub, or you can get it and just play it like by yourself in the sandbox room that they have for it. But that is a thing now. So this open development thing has kicked off, and they've already got a prototype out there. So
I think it's cool that like this video already looks interesting, because you see like the core mechanics being there, and it looks like they are actually more or less building it kind of from the ground up. Like that stuff looks really, it's like really simplistic stuff, but that's where you start. So I'm excited. Like, I hope they keep putting out videos like this to sort of show their progress, because I think this will keep people interested. And like, once it's actually a viable product, like, I think people will actually play it a lot.
Shock rifle looks sexy as hell too, by the way.
I think that was the only weapon they had in there. But yeah, they had a working shock rifle. We'll have to see, man. It's going to be pretty crazy as the year goes on. A couple other things. Valve, along with all the game delays that have hit recently, many of them, Valve has delayed the full release of the Steam controller to 2015. They're calling it a more realistic release window.
I think this is actually a delay on Steam machines, isn't it?
Is it also the machines? Yeah, it is also the machines.
Yeah.
But they specifically...
I was hoping to
get one of these at some point, but...
Steam, can I say something about Steam in-home streaming? It's fucking tight!
Shit? Oh, it's great?
Yeah. It's fucking real good. I was playing Mirror's Edge at 60 FPS on my laptop. That is a 1 gigahertz quad-core APU. Like, think about that.
Streaming from, it's obviously, from your gaming PC,
right? Retarded! I love it.
Yeah, it is open to everyone, by the way. We didn't cover this last week, but anyone can do in-home streaming now with Steam.
Some games don't work with it that I've found, but, I mean, the fact that I can play those kinds of games on a system as low as my laptop is insane.
That's so awesome. Yeah. So Valve delaying the Steam controller. Division was also delayed to 2015. Witcher 3 was delayed to 2015. many things delayed recently.
Steam controller is going to be like Half-Life 3. It will never come out. You watch. Year after year.
On other controller news that I don't have on here, and this is good news, actually, because I would like to use one of the new controllers as soon as possible. Not that the 360 one is bad by any means, but the Xbox One drivers, Microsoft has said, the PC drivers for the Xbox One controller will be out soon. They said very, very soon. So you should see it in the month of June, I would think. Just be able to plug and play your Xbox One controller, which... Xbox One and PS4 controllers are quite a bit better, in my opinion, than...
That's good. I can finally get some use out of my Xbox One controller.
Me too.
Hey, man, I really like both of the sticks. Are so much better.
No, I was being serious. Right now, it just sits it just sits in my living room.
Yeah, so Valve delaying Steam machines and the Steam controller 2015. More Valve news. The International... Good God.
You're making news every week with this.
Esports. $8 million has been surpassed for the prize pool. Number one will get $4 million of that, I believe. God. I think they get 50% of the cut. So each of those players, what is it, five players in Dota? They'll get close to $1 million each.
Basically, everyone on the winning team will become like the highest earning esports players in history.
Yeah. God. Yeah, just by winning that. It's still going, I believe.
Yeah.
The field has been set, though. The teams have been set. Let me see here. I'm looking in the article here. Qualifier winners, North American Rejects, Aero Gaming, LGD Gaming China, and Mouse Sports from Europe. Alliance, Invictus Gaming, Na'Vi, Titan Esports, Evil Geniuses, Fnatic, Newbie, Vici Gaming, Team DK, Cloud9, and Team Empire. So.
And they still have
a
play-in. I believe
it's set. Oh, they're still playing, yes. That would be between Team Liquid, MVP Phoenix, CSI Gaming, and Virtus Pro. So, what is that, 15 of 16 teams or something like that?
Is there any question that like this is the best way to fund like big tournaments and things? Because like Smite did the same thing on a smaller scale, but they funded
DreamHack Winter.
Yeah, like I mean, they're doing it with CS:GO. They did it with Smite. They've done it to some extent with some league stuff where it supports the teams, like buying certain things in game. So like I love this model as like a way forward to fund, you know, big tournaments and things, because it basically the prize is wholly dependent on the interest in the game. And so the more people that are interested, the bigger the prizes are, which gets more people interested. Like it's just it's a great cycle. It's the cycle that you want with a game like this.
As was just said in chat, I can't wait for a CS:GO International. That would be so sick.
I feel like that could be coming, you know?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They raised, what, 250K for Katowice or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think it was something like that. So, I mean, CS:GO is here to stay, thank God. Hopefully it gets even remotely close to that level at some point. Last bit of news, mainly because I know we have Isaac fans who listen to this. There hasn't been any of the characters beyond we know that the original characters from... There are going to be other new playable characters in the Rebirth version of Binding of Isaac. But all the other characters will be returning. And now there's a new character called Eden. And Eden will actually be really good for people who like to do quote-unquote challenge runs. Eden will be a random roll of two items and stats when you load into the game with that character. So you could have, Edmund says it will not be so bad in any stat that it will be unplayable. But I think this will add a whole new flavor, because the D6 runs and things where you could reroll items change runs a lot. But this will be better than just hitting random and getting a random character. You just pick Eden and then hope for the best, basically. And depending on the items you get, it will lock out other items from the run. So it will put a good challenge and a good amount of randomness into a game that already is very punishing. So players have been asking for this. The only thing he said is, quote-unquote, a spoiler of it. Some of the item co-op things, I don't know if people have been following this, but so in Isaac, when you get items, they have effects on other items that you might get later. Some things are good. Some things can be horrible combinations. And some things do nothing to each other. There's just no effect in the original game. But in Rebirth, everything will affect everything else. So there's just some crazy shit out there. Like people who have Mom's Knife and Brimstone, and it's just a line of Mom's knives all over the room. Like, just all kinds of crazy shit that he couldn't do in Flash because he just could not handle it. So that game is going to be so good. So good. I hope it comes out before 2015.
I think like a character like this, or like sort of challenge modes like this, are sort of crucial to releasing like single player games now. Because like you look at FTL, and FTL has all these challenges and the hard mode and stuff. And speaking not as someone that that necessarily likes playing through all of that, but speaking as someone who likes watching it, like watching Lethal Frag run hard runs of FTL is awesome and crazy. Yep. And I can definitely see there being a huge audience for like just watching Eden runs and stuff like that.
Because, yep. I mean, Eden's going to introduce a whole new level of... I mean, if you get a shitty roll on, you know, range or speed or pretty much anything, but range, like speed or damage, if your character's just slow as shit to start and then you get two items that don't help that at all, you could be at a severe, severe disadvantage going through the run. It'll be fun to watch stuff like that. So, finish up the news. New releases this week. basically not much coming out this week, partially because of E3 is next week, which means there will be almost nothing coming out on the 10th. They just tend not to release games during E3. But this Tuesday, WildStar actually comes out on Tuesday. This has been the head start weekend for pre-orders. Murdered Soul Suspect, which was a game that I was really interested in and did not remember it was coming out. So now I have to wait to get it because I just purchased several other games. Scott, did you play this on a stream or something?
Murdered Soul Suspect?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. It's like a cross between LA Noir, like Heavy Rain, David Cage style game, like with the prompts. And also, though, it's like, I don't know.
You're dead, right?
Yeah.
You're dead and trying to solve your own murder.
Yeah, that's, that happens at the very beginning of the game. You die, and then, so then it changes the rules, so it's kind of cool. So, like, when you're exploring an area, you can go through all the solid mass, obviously. So, like, some of the level design's cool. I don't know. I'll have to see. Like, from what I saw, it was good. The voice acting was really solid, and, it was somewhat rewarding, like, as you try to figure out what's going on. So, they're, like, a lot of different kind of LA noir kind of stuff where you got to choose. Like, but not exactly the same as that. I don't know. I think it has its own identity. We'll have to see how people review it. But, like, the main tenets of a game that you want, when you play a game like this, like, you want the voice action to be good, and it was really good. So, I think that's a good sign. We'll have to see. Like, you have to, there's, like, little things where you have to hide from demons as you go through because you're in, like, the spirit world, obviously, and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
we'll have to see how it goes. But it looks interesting. I mean, people that were in the stream were digging what they showed us. So
it's a $50 title for those out there.
Yeah.
It's a, I think, Capcom. I might be wrong though, but it is AAA.
It's a Square Enix. It's published.
Square Enix. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means, you know, it'll sell 6 million copies and be a disappointment. Like two.
Yeah,
million.
Yeah, exactly.
So also 1001 Spikes also comes out Tuesday, which is if you're into Spelunky, or you know, platforming type games like that, is a really hard one of those. But it's gotten a decent amount of hype. So 1001 Spikes also comes out that day. One final thing, a KB mod note here. We have discontinued a formal stream schedule on here. And basically anyone of us will be streaming basically whenever we want. I advise you to check on kbmod.com. Because we have a calendar on the side there that updates live whenever we add anything or take anything off. So definitely check on there for when streams will be. We've already had one community stream. We had Fat Attack stream on Friday doing his Fuerte shenanigans and also checking out the Steamworks version of Street Fighter 4. So if you're a streamer with good quality who's pretty good at what you do, like, let us know. There's a thread on the forums for that, kbmod.com/forums. I am streaming Tuesday, Just Cause 2 community night. So most of the dudes are just continuing their same streams from when they were on. But this just gives us some more freedom, and also you will probably end up seeing more streams as we get more people to do it. So, definitely check it out. But like I said, most of the guys are just continuing their same schedules. Hex is doing on Wednesdays, Tim on Thursdays, etc. So,
but if that changes, don't be surprised because there's no schedule anymore.
Right?
Yeah, no schedule. Basically,
you can expect the podcast every week. Yeah,
the podcast. Yeah, the podcast will be every single week, of course. But yeah, so just check on it. And like I said, if you're a good streamer, you know, tweet at me when you're streaming. I can try to check it out if I'm not at work or if I have time. And I already have a few. I know Titty Titty, who puked on stream last night. What a boss. doing drunken karaoke. He's going to be doing a Dark Souls challenge run on the channel at some point here. He's extremely good at Dark Souls, so that'll be entertaining. But yeah, so not the same old schedule, but you should end up in the end, once we get this going, seeing more streams and more community streams and things like that. So... but yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with the viewer questions.
Be back in 2 minutes. Starting now.
Red titty. God, he got so drunk.
Got some interesting questions this week.
Yeah, that first one I didn't even notice till just
now. I'm
not
sure if you saw the one that came in after the cast that started here, Dan. It's a little bit long, but it's
Oh, go ahead and add it, man.
It's pretty quality, I would say.
I'm liking the email questions the last few weeks. Like, people have been saying in like good long ones like that are nice. Oh my God, yes. Okay.
Wow.
All I had to see was RuneScape. You know, it's already on this question.
Can we not?
I forgot Nick was still here.
RuneScape is the
what
worst.
What is that cat picture at the bottom? Holy shit. What the f-
good lord.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh my God. Wow.
Just it looks so fucking like
yeah,
the eyelashes. Shit.
Yeah, I'll be playing Wolf Among Us on the channel. Peace of mind, of course. That's where the playthroughs happened. So yeah, I've heard episode 4 ends abruptly, and that makes me not happy. But
is Wolf Among Us? Does that control kind of like Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's point and click kind of stuff.
Same deal.
Is that on that?
Same
is
thing.
That on iPad?
Totally different tone, but yeah, I think it is.
I gotta get that.
Totally different tone
it's
though.
Fun. Than yeah, Dead. I mean, I think it's really well written. I like it better than Walking Dead so far.
Really?
Just
okay.
I like the world.
I like games like that for flights and stuff. Those are like the perfect games to play on an airplane.
Yeah.
Really? Because Counter Strike is pretty good. It's terrorism.
To play on an airplane.
Yeah.
Get that Wi-Fi with some decent ping.
Crank your volume all the way up. Bomb has been planted.
All right, we're back.
Okay. Ugh, I'm sneezing like crazy. This first question is actually a message to Scott specifically.
Great.
I've been saving this for 3 weeks.
Wow.
This is from Callum, who resides in the UK. He sent this email to us. Very perturbed. Hello, KB Mod. This isn't exactly a question, but I wanted to address this. I've been listening for the podcast to the podcast for a couple of years now, and I've really enjoyed it. Great job. Thank you. However, recently, I have not enjoyed Mr. Fisher. I love that he calls you Mr. Fisher. Berating the audio listeners with his whole fuck the fans policy. I listen to the audio version as I live in the UK, so it is always broadcast in the early hours of the morning. So I listen to the audio version whilst walking back and to from college as it's more convenient. If Scott Fisher, the fuckboy, has a problem with this,
wow.
He can fly to the UK and fight me, mate, 1v1. Kind regards,
wow.
Callum.
Here's how you know this is fucking fake. He's from, I did some research, he's from Wales, and he called college Ooh. College. So you're a fucking fake. That's
yep.
university, so
that's uni.
Fake.
It's uni. Yeah, you're right. Good research.
Fake. Fucking yeah. typical American plur-ass trash trying to pretend to be fucking classy-ass European people. Fuck you, man. Come on.
There you go. I don't even have to respond, and I just served it up.
College, really, man? Consistency.
College. Yeah.
We know you fake. We know.
McElroy, thank you for subscribing, sir.
Yo, your boy Marco.
God damn. I love the kind regards.
The kind regards, yeah. You can say anything as long as you put kind regards at the end of the email, you're fine.
Yeah.
Makes it okay. Much. Well, you know, I mean, I appreciate the feedback, but once again, my policy is fuck the fan. So if I started caring about what what people wrote me, then I guess the policy wouldn't be working. So I appreciate
true.
That you the date matters to you, but like you said, you're a fucking fake, so it doesn't matter. Sorry, Kellen.
All right, next question from Matt Italicize on Twitter.
That's a pretty sweet Twitter handle, I just got to say.
I agree.
Italicize, yeah. Like you're sighing. Mm. It's pretty good.
Sigh.
All right. If you could have any streamer, narrate your bowel movements, who would it be?
None of them.
Duck Sauce.
None of them.
He could really get me fired up.
Duck Sauce? Yeah, dude. For sure. That voice. Duck Sauce is up there on that list.
PewDiePie. Does he stream?
He has.
Okay.
He has.
PewDiePie then, for sure.
PewDiePie. Tabes, probably. Tabes. I'll take Tabes.
Yeah, Hafu's not a bad one, actually. I've been watching. She's been playing more League recently.
That'd be a really tranquil shit.
Yeah, she's so calming. Like, her voice, she should do those, what are those videos where people talk, like, in that soft voice for, like, long time to help people.
Like, what is it, like meditation and videos shit? And stuff?
Yeah, not meditation, but it's like, it's literally like you talk in like a kind of almost whisper voice. It's
yours sounded sexual, and I don't like that.
Okay, well, it's not sexual. It's just, yeah, Hafu is a good one. Who put that? Annie on. Wow, I got to agree with him. Lord, it's unfortunate.
Crip, it would just be silent.
Crip.
Start talking.
I actually think someone said Gassy. I think Max would be good.
Be bad.
Because you could do multiple voices.
That's true. You get Morgan Freeman one day.
Do the Morgan Freeman.
You could have all
voice.
Kinds of stuff. I think, yeah, Duck Sauce is probably number one. He would really get me, you know, really pumped to take this shit and really, you know, get it rolling.
I think I'd go with Soma. I want him to sing to me.
You want Soma voices. To sing to you?
There's no streamer on Twitch that is qualified to even speak of my shits. No
wow.
one.
Wow. Okay.
All right. If I could have a team, it'd be that dude Anders and the dude he does CS:GO casting with.
Yeah.
Because those guys.
Actually, that's not a bad choice. I like Anders. He could cast my bowel movements.
He'd be good. Also, Mike Ross. Mike Ross would be good. I don't know if he streams, but I like when Mike Ross does commentary. Ultra David and James Chen would also be really good. They would really know. They would know all the frame data on my shits. They would know everything on the matchup that I was up against, whether it's Taco Bell or, you know, beer. They would know. They would know.
Really, anyone from the FGC could hype it up. Well, good enough that
yeah. Well, get Lee Chung just screaming, "Get your sausage wet!" every time I do everything. That'd be great. but those are all good. All right. Oh no, life advice question. These always go well.
Yeah. Good boy.
Ninja Carpet, a longtime Game Mob follower. I just graduated from high school and will be attending college in the fall. What is your best advice for going to college?
I don't know if he just, I guess he means because he's, so it's a transition. So like,
drink beer. That's all.
just drink
beer, party, have fun. It's easy.
Get sauced.
Yeah, slay it.
Drink beer, 20. But be responsible.
Slay it.
Slay it. Don't be responsible. College is for you to be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Hold your friend off a roof.
Have a
so
designated driver when you drink your beer. Don't be an idiot.
Don't
poop
drive.
Poop on the downstairs neighbor's windowsill off the roof.
Yeah, do that. Make sure your friend is making out with said neighbor at the time so they can see that shit together. I can give tons of really good college advice that isn't good advice at all.
Remember that no one, like that when you graduate, like obviously this is like you're just starting college, but just remember that when you get into the workforce after college, you know fucking nothing still until you actually work a fucking job. Please. Can't tell you how many people like get out of school. They're like, I have a degree. It's like you don't fucking have any idea what you're doing yet. Like, anyway, this is random, a totally different thing.
All right. As far apparently as you got something on your mind.
I don't.
But sounds like good advice for when he's leaving college and going to his first job. We'll save that one for 4 years from now.
Okay, 4 years.
From now. You act like he came up to you and he's like, I know everything about the workforce. No. Scott, did you know that?
The workforce.
Good advice from Annie on don't ask internet strangers on how to live your life. That's great advice.
That's true.
That's pretty good.
Especially
yeah,
if you ask me. I didn't graduate, so I'm a fucking terrible person to get advice from for college.
Actually, you can perhaps offer the best advice. If you don't graduate, you might end up like Nick Fenton.
That's true.
There you go.
Employed. Suck my dick.
Unlike Scott Fisher. Yeah. I would say, if at all possible, steal your friend's shower out of their house and then party in it in a front yard. I think that is probably the best advice that I can give you. And do your dishes in the bathtub because it's more efficient that way.
Also, just get a degree in teaching so that you, after 4 years and $100,000 in debt, you realize that you hate kids. Because that, like,
yes.
At least almost so many people in my high school became teachers and aren't teachers anymore because they hate it. So.
They also make shit for money, all of them.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's just sin.
Also, learn how to repair a wall so that you can cut a hole in a wall and put some sort of MP3 player in that wall with a song on repeat that your friend hates. And then you patch over that hole and leave it on repeat, full volume. And then your friend doesn't know what to do and he goes insane. Do that. That's also another good thing you can do, especially with Miley Cyrus songs or Hillary Duff. Either way, you're good. You'll even learn to do some wall work that way. So there you go.
I don't know your situation, like whether you're going to have to work during college or whatever, but at least my college experience, like I had college was the time in your life where you will probably have the most free time of the rest mm-hmm. of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I mean, a lot of people have to work, you know, jobs during college and stuff. So that might be a different situation, but for a lot of people, college is the one time where they do have a lot of free time to do either like hobbies or get involved with organizations
Gross.
And stuff. Or, yeah, well, I mean, you know, some well,
Gross.
Some of my advice would be, you know, just like think about that when you have, if you have that kind of free time and do something productive rather than like just play video games.
Really, though, just play
just
video
play
games.
Just play video games,
Brandon. But I mean, like, Brandon you also have played. A ton of time to play video games. And I did not follow my own advice. I played a ton of video games in college, but, you know, I also did other things that set me up for success, so.
There you go. Boom. Success. That's what we're saying. Success. Also dreams.
I'm pretty sure he's going to have the best 4 years of his entire life due to that advice we just gave him. So
I'm
pretty
die.
Welcome. You're welcome. What?
He'll be dead.
No, he won't die. He'll be fine.
Join Quilting Club. Solid advice from Sean. Sean, was there a quilting club?
Probably a lot of attractive girls in the quilting club. It's not a bad choice.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm going to go with the opposite on that, but...
Hey, girl, you got a pouch I can't sew.
All right, next question. This was emailed in by Malcolm A. Just a few days ago, the famous human rights activist, I knew her as a poet, Maya Angelou passed away, and while I was grieving over the loss, the only thing that came to mind was, who would win in a fight between all the famous human rights activists? Examples, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, Gandhi. I gotta go Rosa Parks.
That's a good question.
Yeah, she was looking for a fight.
Yeah, she went searching for a fight and she fucking found it. Like
FPS Rosa Parks.
Best.
FPS Rosa Parks.
Crossfire, I feel like you want to take Gandhi out initially because, you know, he's doing hunger fasts and things like that.
Yeah,
you would think that he doesn't have the strength. But at the same time, that also makes it a little bit scary because he's so resilient that you just don't know what he's capable of.
That's true. And at that point, he's so loopy and like seen things probably from the lack of food and nutrition that he's been having. He may be like he may not feel any pain at all.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like he can get in the zone with meditation and such that he may not feel pain.
He's a yoga dude, so he's probably got some strength and flexibility. And if I learned anything from Fight Club, it's the skinny guys fight till they're burger. So that guy, he isn't giving up. You know, actually, that's the thing about this. Hypothetical fight is that none of these people are going to give up.
True.
I mean, what they do.
I think it's just understood that this would be a fight to the death.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like MLK, a great man, but in a fight, I don't know.
If you'd want MLK.
He's a peaceful dude. Malcolm X, on the other hand.
Ooh. Yeah. How do we forget about that one's not in the. But that's...
Also, Abe Lincoln. Also.
Good old Abe,
man. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know.
All the way end to end from, you know.
I want to fight every single Tumblr activist that has never actually participated in anything revolving activism at all. Just made blogs.
Can we set
posts.
Them all on fire instead? God. Fuck, you're so right with that.
Hey, guys, we're changing the world, but I'm not going to go to a protest ever.
I'm going to post this GIF, though, on Tumblr.
You did it. You did your part.
Who else, man? We got
I mean, there's a lot. I think you're lumping, like, there's so many things people you could lump into the Human Rights Act. Of, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of ones that we're
right.
thinking of.
I mean, Abe Lincoln, I think, is the winner of the ones I can think of. He's a big dude. He probably was quite strong.
Yeah.
Like,
you would vote. But
he also doesn't fit in the traditional sense of a human rights activist. He was a president. And I mean, there's
yeah.
also political reasons for fighting for getting rid of slavery, not just
racial. I agree with
so
you.
So it's there. Like. But yeah, I guess we could throw him in there. I mean, if Abe Lincoln's in
his beard,
there's no one that's going to be.
It's the beard. He has the beard.
He also killed vampires, as we learned recently from the book and movie. So
correct.
Yeah.
Like
someone throwing Jesus in the ring here, and I don't know if Jesus can lose. I don't know if Jesus can lose, to be honest with you.
Does Jesus count as a human rights activist? Is that how far we're going? Yeah.
If Jesus wasn't the biggest humanitarian to ever live, then I don't even know. He washed dude's feet.
That's true.
I don't know if that has to do with
Jesus
being an activist.
Jesus would defuse a situation pretty well.
Someone throwing in masturbating Coney guy.
that guy.
He was an activist.
The guy who made the
I remember Coney that, yeah. And then he from all the pressure, he just kind of snapped and masturbated in public. I remember that. Kind of lost it.
Moses wasn't a human rights activist. No. I mean, he was really only cared about one set of humans.
Right.
So
he tried to kill his own son. I mean, God told him to do it and all. But oh, that was Abraham. Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah, dude, you're getting your
it's
old.
One of those dudes from that old book that had beards. Those guys.
Please,
the old beard dudes.
Ass play. Let's be respectful.
Having been in a clan called MLK and frequently being misunderstood as that standing for Martin Luther King. I would go the other way and say that I think Martin Luther King can probably take out all of these people because his initials
really?
Also stand for Major League Killer.
That's true.
So
he was yes. not a little known fact about Martin Luther King.
That's actually
King.
Like the most hood thing I've ever heard.
we were the Major League Killers.
I still my money here is still going to Abe Lincoln or Malcolm X.
Yeah,
both just huge badasses.
Badass motherfuckers. Want to mess
yeah.
with. All right.
Wow,
this is a book. The last question, though.
It is, yeah. And it was just added by Brandon, okay. But I will go ahead and read it now. Obviously, Mother Teresa, she is getting her ass whooped, though. Like,
oh, but,
no,
what
contest.
A nice lady.
Yeah,
nice woman, but
she might win because nobody wants to hit her.
I don't think I could. Even funny. Like anything that you could give me, money, anything. Like, I don't know if I would be able to hit Mother Teresa.
You could.
Why
I can you
Don Johnson
to change your tune?
Don Johnson, star of Nash Bridges, being thrown into
what about Nelson Mandela? Nelson Mandela was kind of a badass.
Ooh, Nelson Mandela.
Dude, he's been
to
prison. Like
he could fight, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All right. Last book / novel / question. Dear KB Mod, back in third grade I ran a RuneScape clan. This is not surprising for some reason. Called the Illuminati. That was exclusively for people levels 70 and above. It got pretty big, and after a few years, I realized that trying to grind a level 99 fishing cape was the main reason. All right, I gotta start the sentence over. The clan got pretty big, and after a few years, I realized that trying to grind a level 99 fishing cape was the main reason I was still a virgin at 10 years old. As a result, I closed the clan and never touched the game since. However, two nights ago, I discovered a broken light bulb under my front doormat, and I'm now afraid that the Illuminati have waited for me to enter adulthood and left the light bulb there as a sign they will take revenge on me for violating their copyright. Very scared, and I would like you all to tell me what to do in order to prevent my impending demise. I'd particularly like to hear from APL. I feel like if I don't get any help, I will be killed. Unless this is really just someone tricking me into celebrating a Jewish wedding. Please help. Sky
wait,
Dandy.
Wait. Is the Illuminati copyrighted?
I would assume that if you are in the Illuminati, you have copyrighted the Illuminati.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
I don't
got
know
thought
if
it's of every
trademarked copyright, like, proper, but it's copyrighted if you don't want your shit fucked with. Now, let me tell you the first thing you did wrong is that you even invoked, you made the foolish, I mean, this is probably before, like, Illuminati was, I mean, how long ago? Third grade? RuneScape? When was RuneScape really hot? How long ago? I mean, people still play it.
It's been around
for
a long
fuck?
Time.
It's been a while. But this was before, like, Illuminati was, like, in the proper, like, everyone knows what the Illuminati is now, even if it is, they think it's a joke. But I think doing that already has put you as...
That's the thing, though, is that, like, he was on to them early.
Right.
And so now they're finally getting up to him.
Totally.
Like, they've taken out everyone before him, and he's now next on the list.
You know what it's like? It's like, you know what you did? You did that thing where people that just don't pay their taxes and are like, or think they can get away from the IRS, like paying under the table for years. But guess what? The IRS may not be the quickest on the draw, but they will find you. And if you've committed a sin, they're coming for you. And much like with
any
the Illuminati,
sin.
Any sin. If you've invoked their name without permission, you will have to pay. So I don't know what's going to happen to you, but I think the fact that you even would bring that up in a podcast like this, where we could now be at risk for even discussing this, is a problem. And I think we
I did not know the nature of this question initially, and now I feel very scared in many ways.
Because I just want to say, for the record, I do not know Sky Dandy. I don't know him personally. I don't have any ties to him. I absolve myself of all blame or guilt. Thank you, base God. Please protect me. You do. You keep it up.
You do you, Illuminati. You
I got nothing
doing.
But love for you. You know, just forget that I'm even here. God bless you.
Wow, evidence from the chat from Durbanville is the IRS burned down my house because I had an impure thought. Jesus.
I'm telling you, man, they're brutal. Even, yeah, good Lord.
I mean, I'm going to go with another suggestion from Flame Blast in chat. There's no help available for you.
Yeah,
and fuck. You won't know the whole point of the Illuminati. You won't know until it's too late, dude.
Exactly.
Until they're already slitting your throat or whatever is going to happen to you. I don't know their killing methods. I'm sorry, Illuminati, for implying that you would slit someone's throat.
Yeah, we got to be
careful. I don't know how you go about your business.
This is the thing.
I have no insider
information.
If you're having
to ask this question, it's already too late. It's like what you said, Dan. It's you know what it is? Like, and on some level, I do feel a little sorry for you, but also, like, I think the best thing you can do now is, I mean, if you have friends, family, anyone that cares about you, I would say whatever you have to say to them, get your affairs in order, because you don't want to go jacking off in your computer chair to whatever's on next videos or whatever. So just be wary of what you're doing in the next couple of days, because, no, I'm just saying, like,
don't be caught with your pants
down. Don't be caught with your pants down, right? Like, I mean, think about that. People die jerking off in their computer chairs. I mean, probably someone just did now every 30 seconds.
Damn, that's how I want to go.
Yeah, then someone has to find you. You know what I mean?
That's your job.
Do activities that, if you died in that moment, you wouldn't be too worried about it. I think that's probably good advice.
Scott.
What? No.
Would you pick up my dead body if it was covered in my own semen?
No, absolutely not. 100% no.
Why wouldn't you do that for me? I thought we were good friends.
He would call the morgue.
I would call the morgue and have them come and deal with it.
Don't! I don't know those people. I don't want them seeing me covered in my semen.
I've thought about that before. That's what I'm saying.
Make me presentable. Oh. People are coming into my home. I don't need them to get a shitty impression of me. Like, clearly we're not fucking good friends. Like,
no. If you're covered in your own jizz, I'm sorry. I'm not cleaning you up.
I would at least use, like, I would use
your
corpse. You know what I would do for you, Scott? You know what I would do? I would go to the store. I'd get a brand new package of wet ones, and I would wipe your body down so that when the people from the morgue came, you look great. I would put you in a suit. You'd look fantastic. I would bring your corpse to the tailor. We would get you fitted into a new Gucci suit.
Indochino.
Nice Indochino.
Can I get a Fwiz discount with the Indochino? Because I think
you would look fucking great. I would take your phone, and then I would take a picture of you in your last outfit, and then we could Instagram it, and you would look fucking good.
I would do all
that.
Because
I'm a good fucking friend.
I would still leave your penis out of the fly of the suit.
God.
I would do everything Nick would do except that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
How did we get on? I don't know how we got on this. I mean, but
I blacked out.
I would recommend you should get, like, you should buy 5 plane tickets, all for the same day to different places. Right, but I mean, you only get on one of them, but you need to get them off your trail and just go one way tickets, get completely off the grid for at least 5 to 6 years. I would say
maybe it's going to take
Russia,
years.
Cayman Islands, like, you know, places that might be hard to track you to.
You know how those Nazis survived in Brazil for so long?
That's true.
You got to pull that kind of shit off, because the Illuminati, they have connections, dude. They know Google. You know, who knows? Eric Schmidt's probably in the Illuminati. Not that I'm saying he is.
Right.
I wouldn't say that.
Careful here. We don't want to.
I wouldn't say that, Illuminati.
But whatever you do, don't Google, like, you know, where should I go if I'm being followed by the Illuminati? Because they're already on to you. So that's the worst thing you can do.
They're tapping your phones.
That's why this becomes such a bad situation, because everything that you know and hold dear will be used against you. Like, you can't, you can't Google shit. If anything, get familiar with a phone book. Learn how to, like, I don't know, use a touchtone telephone and get primal with it. I mean, I'm not going to say the Illuminati have any weaknesses, but I would say staying off of the common means of communication would be a good start for you. Like you said, Brandon basically told you to go Jesse Ventura it out in the wilderness for, because that guy lives off the grid. Because everyone's out to get him, so.
He was the best governor that we ever.
He was in Minnesota.
Yeah, yep. He fucking did our state proud.
He did.
He was also a great special guest.
I love
referee.
The part where he suplexed young Barack Obama. Does anyone remember that?
Just belly to belly, Barack Obama. Get primal with it. Use a touchtone phone. That's right, because cavemen had those.
That's true. yep.
Nothing says primal like telephones.
real old school with it.
But in the end, I think you're beyond help. I think you're fucked. They already know you're at. They left a light bulb. Yeah, you're dead.
It's frankly a bit inconsiderate to put us all in danger by even writing that email, but
it's all right.
Yeah, I can't even tell how many viewers we have right now, but you're all in trouble at this point. But that's it. That's it, and we're sorry, Illuminati. We apologize. We had nothing to do with this. I just want to clear that up before we end the podcast. But that's it. Episode 143 in the books. We will be back next week with 144. I don't know who will be here and who will not, as that is E3 week. But, yeah.
I think we'll
make sure
here.
To check.
We'll be here. Yeah,
make
we'll
sure
here
to check cavemod.com for the stream schedule, as it will change rapidly, bros. Next stream on this channel should be Tuesday night, unless someone decides to stream tomorrow, which Jedi very well may, as he works his way through Mass Effect still. He's on Mass Effect 3 now. But Just Cause 2, creative server, Tuesday night. Come watch the ground birth barges and apartment buildings and all kinds of crazy shit.
Faction tonight going one night too.
Yeah, they're both pretty crazy. So, Just Cause 2, Tuesday night. We'll see you guys later.
See you then.
Peace. Smoke weed every day. Fuck her right in the pussy.
Damn it. Fuck her right in the pussy.